All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move on to another case that continues to garner our curiosity and, of course, headlines, the David Celeste Rivas Hernandez case. We now have multiple major outlets quoting law enforcement insiders saying investigators are looking at forensic indicators consistent with dismemberment, indicators consistent with freezing or refrigeration, and even the possibility that Celeste may have died months earlier than anyone even realized, and then the part nobody can wrap their head around. Those same insiders say the person whose car she was found in has not even been interviewed by investigators, not questioned, not sat down. Nothing. Combine that with the reporting that investigators believe more than one person may have been involved in concealing her body, you can feel this case shifting from tragedy into something far more orchestrated. That is our backdrop. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, is here to help break all of this down and what it actually means from an investigative standpoint. Let's start right there. Why, if true, has no one questioned David? Or is it simply, he said, no, I'm not going to be questioned right now?
Yeah, that is your answer. Very early on, he had counsel. We know that because counsel actually said, we're cooperative. That's what the counsel said. Mm-hmm. We're cooperative. But I don't believe he's ever been questioned, and I don't think the counsel is going to let him be questioned. So that's why he hasn't been questioned. He can say no.
Mm-hmm. So does cooperative mean that you're showing up for questioning, or does cooperative mean we'll answer your questions but we don't have to necessarily give you the answer you're looking for? We can just simply say, no, we'll pass on that opportunity to talk to you.
Well, I don't know any defense attorney who has ever said my client is being uncooperative. So this is just kind of the canned speech. Yeah. Look, we're cooperating. We're being, you know. But I don't believe that's truthful at all from what law enforcement considers cooperation. Cooperation to law enforcement is you come in there, you can bring your attorney, and you answer every question asked of you, and you produce samples and anything else we need. So this would not be under the cooperative type defendant.
So why then at this point? Mm-hmm. Do you not have an arrest or something? I mean, you have a body in the back of your truck. I think that might be technically illegal. Would it not? I mean, having a human remains, dismembered remains in your vehicle, that's got to violate some law.
It's
I would think
typical.
At the very least you'd be brought in for something. And again, you don't have to answer the questions, but why have we seen nothing as of yet in terms of any sort of arrest or minor charges or any activity for that matter?
Well, I can tell you from my standpoint as an investigator, you want to have all the answers before you ever talk to your suspect, if you can. And in this type of a case where you have the remains that are in such horrible shape, you have an ME that has not given a cause or manner of death, and you're still sorting through what I think is a digital forensic nightmare, because this kid, David, spent his entire life on the computer. I think it's going to be a nightmare for forensics to analyze everything. Plus, you have that Tesla. And we've talked about it a lot. But, you know, there's a lot of layers as to what they're going to have. I think they're no doubt they're going to have GPS. But I don't know what else they will have, depending on what he disabled.
Why do you think it'll be a nightmare in terms of that? Because I can look at it on the other side and say, wouldn't this be a godsend that everything he does is on record and everything is digital? And if he wrote or did anything about this case, about these events digitally, wouldn't that secure the case even more? Or is it more of a nightmare because it's just probably going to be that much more to go through?
it's because of the voluminous nature of all the information. I totally agree with you, Tony. If they can extract, it just depends on how good he was at deleting and covering things up. Mm-hmm. Typically, a great forensic analyst, which LAPD has, they're going to be able to, you know, find it. But this is the problem. When you have this type of volume, you only have so many people that do this job. And mm-hmm. of those people, they've got hundreds of other cases they're looking at. And so that's why all of this is just going to take a long time.
Well, and they have to, I'm assuming, go after credit card receipts, things like that. Start looking for, where did you pay for this cooler? That we'll get to in a few minutes about the freezing body and things like that. You know, somebody had to pay for something.
That's not necessarily. I mean, if you already got a fridge or a freezer and you got a body, why would you be going to Best Buy and buying a new one?
Well, maybe. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't have a freezer that could fit a body, but that's just me.
I do, and I got 7 bodies in it right now.
Well, okay,
shit, I'm talking to someone who's connected with the FBI. No.
Hopefully it's just Cornish hen bodies.
Yeah, they're bodies, but they're Cornish hens.
You know, the that box that I think you're going to ask me about that has the freezer, purportedly, that freezer was given as a gift from a fan because the girlfriend loved the particular cut, like the push-up pop or some sort of popsicle, and they wanted to have one in studio for convenience of freezing things. I'm just telling you, at least some of the information out there. Also, if you consider the dismemberment piece, did they dismember so she could fit in a smaller space? Now, that big Sub-Zero they show that was at the house, now, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see them take it out of there like we saw in the Harmony Montgomery case. Mm-hmm. They literally took the refrigerator because the stepmom had said she was in there at one point. So they're looking for, you know, cells or, you know, any instances of blood that could have been on that shelving, even though it'd been for years later. The fact that they didn't take that Sub-Zero out to do, you know, the analysis they would need to do, it just makes me think that they didn't, that they don't think that that's where the freezer that was used.
Let me ask this. How common is it when the FBI is going in to do an investigation and they're raiding a home and they're looking for any sort of evidence of a crime, if there is a Sub-Zero freezer in there that could potentially have held a body at one point in time, how often is that one of those things where it's like, yep, we're testing that, like, regardless? It's just like standard protocol. Like, we're going to check for prints on doorknobs or something. Just like one of those, like, we're checking this no matter what. Or is that something that they're only going to look at if they have evidence that, in this case, as we're now learning, allegedly, that the body did show signs of basically being thawed?
Absolutely. If you have any information that body was frozen, refrigerated in any way, you would take that Sub-Zero.
But what if there's not? Are you looking, is it like a standard place to look to begin with?
Well, it should be standard because drug dealers, people everybody thinks the freezer's the perfect place. I don't know why. I don't know why I found so much dope in freezers, and the other place are toilet bowls. People are like, yeah, nobody's going to find it here, when that's kind of one of the first places we look. So I find that interesting. Actually, a very clever place where contraband was hidden, the most clever place, and this took 10 years for me to realize, and the next 10 years I always searched here when I searched, was in the gutters on top of the house, all inside plastic. Nobody looks on the roof for things. When search prints are done, we look in the yard, we're pulling up floorboards, we're taking down drywall, and nobody goes up on the roof. I tell you, I learned my lesson, and I went up on the roof after that. But for getting a confession, I would have never known, and he admitted everything was up there.
Wow. That's where you got to look at the squirrels in the yard and go,
they're all high.
Does this resemble Bobby and Whitney in the 90s? And you're like, there's a squirrel over there going like, we don't do crack. Crack is whack. And the squirrels are kind of like jittery and shit. And that's how you know what's going on. The cracked out squirrels. But that is a good place, I would think, to how about air, I mean, air vents, I would think, would probably be another obvious place. Is that the place that would always be checked as well, of people think that, you know, we're going to put this in the vent and no one's going to look here?
Yeah, any place you think a kid would hide something, that's where.
Okay.
And kids always hide things where they think you're not going to look, like in a freezer, something you can't readily see. So it's pretty obvious. And of course, now this is what's interesting to me. I got to tell you, it's jumping off the page to me. Everybody's talking about this freezer situation, but nobody is asking the question, why in the hell freeze a body for months?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, where you dismembered it? Remember, they think she might have dismembered or been dismembered in a very rural, secluded place somewhere outside of Santa Barbara. That's what this new information is saying, right? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just dispose of the body? So I just riddled myself that. And I'm just saying, and I have a list. The list is long and healthy of non-serial killers. One of them, I'll tell you, the butcher of Montreal, who Lin Jun was his victim, a Chinese international student. And, you know, a lot of people enjoy doing things to the body once it's dead, and cannibalism. And I know nobody wants to hear that. You might think it's way over the top, but I'm telling you, it is not over the top. There is no reason to keep a frozen body. Plus, according to the new information, if we are to believe this, multiple cuts, cuts in those extremities. Why is that? Were they practice cuts? Did they not get it small enough? I've already showed that you can fit somebody in a frunk as long as their limbs are dismembered. Why would you have to decapitate somebody? You wouldn't to fit in space. Did they to fit in the freezer? If it's a normal freezer, yes, but not in a deep freeze.
Yeah. Whoever did this, I mean, what is the reasoning for it, and why would you be doing those sort of things? None of it makes a lot of sense at all in this case. Are they any closer, do you think, to getting an idea of who may be involved in this, whether it is David, whether it's associates of his? It has to be somebody in the circle. There's somebody had access to this vehicle, without a doubt. But how close they were to him, we just don't know the answer to that question yet. Are they still just kind of letting people be people and watching their actions and seeing if some of those actions speak louder than words before swooping in? Is that what's going on right now?
Well, I tell you what, according again to all of this information that's been broken, he's been named a suspect. So that happened several days ago. And then beyond that, the newest information is that there's more than one involved. But law enforcement knew there was more than one involved. Whenever you have a dismemberment like this by somebody who's not a career criminal, who's not used to chopping up bodies and to hide them, it would only make sense that he had help. Plus, this is somebody who doesn't even rent his own places. His manager does it for him, or, you know, take care of things. This is a millionaire who has a business to run from the standpoint of he's the talent and shows to do and things like that. He has minions that handle everything else. And so to me, it was always obvious if indeed she was dismembered, he had help.
Wow. The PI, and again, there have been things with this PI that have been inaccurate in other cases. So taking his claims with a grain of salt, but they are what they are. He, early on, when he was brought in, made statements to the effect of claiming to have found writings that somehow insinuated very abhorrent things with the body, very disturbing. I forget exact terms, but it was something along those lines of just very disturbing to see somebody have written about this. With the body being in the freezer, with what you alluded to earlier, it does make me wonder, was that some of what was being alluded to? If you're concealing this body, if you're keeping this body, if you're freezing this body, does that allude to something? Or is this, again, really young, dumb people not wanting to be caught with a transient minor on their hands, because God knows what was going on with her and the people involved. We don't know the answer to that. It could have been predatory. It might not have been. But they were harboring a minor, it seems, for some point in time. Was this freak out? What do we do with this body? Well, we can't get rid of it. And in their infinite wisdom or lack thereof, thought, well, let's freeze it until we can figure out what to do so it doesn't smell. I mean, I could see that path of stupidity still involving a chest freezer.
I can see that, Tony, for a day or two,
yeah,
maybe even a week. But why is it months, purportedly? And then why do you make the brilliant decision to put it in your car and then to park your car where in the vicinity of your house? When I've seen that before, and I could think of one particular case, it was actually a bank robbery case. And the person would steal vehicles to use in the bank robberies. Mm-hmm. And they kept the vehicles in a location that was a relative location near or a relative's location that they frequented. Why? Because they wanted to keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know, is anybody going to, you know, is this going to be available for me, right? And that reminded me of this. Is he posting that vehicle close so he can keep an eye on it? Mm-hmm. You know, what's happening? Well, and then I also wondered, and again, the PI didn't say this, and from what he says, he had video that he reviewed. I don't know how much video, but could people have been going and maintaining it? Do you know what I mean? I've been trying to figure out if the information is true and she was found partially frozen, somewhat frozen.
Still thawing, basically.
Right. Like a turkey.
Everybody's put, like, as of right now, think of your turkey, like, in the fridge. Kind of half thawed, kind of half not. That seems to be kind of what they're almost describing.
There are Tesla coolers. Obviously, the Yeti is unbelievable.
Right.
For anybody who doesn't have a Yeti, get one, because they're unbelievable. They keep everything cold for weeks. It's crazy.
David, are you listening?
Then you have dry ice. Somebody have been, in other words, was everything in that plastic bag that we saw, was there a little Yeti cooler in there? We know it was 70 pounds. That was from the initial reporting. What else could have been in there? I don't know.
There's so many questions.
Don't you look at credit card statements? Did you buy dry ice? I haven't purchased dry ice.
Well, I'm sure all of that's being looked at right now. Anticipating the next move here, giving everything that's been reported, the forensics, the timeline, the potential for multiple suspects, the non-cooperation. Jen, what do you think is the next major step here in this case in terms of developments?
The next major step is that ME, once the ME probably comes back undetermined, he's got to get that body, which we know we can't even track anymore in their system. That body needs to go to a forensic anthropologist. And they're going to have to dig in on it. Mm-hmm.
Stacey, what are we looking at in the comments section for any questions or anything? I just realized we have a ton of comments over here. Mine was not updating. And then all of a sudden I'm like, refreshed and boom, there's comments.
Yes, there are comments. Why did they not say all of this physical evidence in the autopsy till later, after and only after the LAPD and coroner office are not on the same page? Wiretaps and scouring the electronic footprint. We haven't heard about the Google searches yet. Those will be wild. And I agree with that. I think Google searches at the end of the day give away all of these criminals that we talk about.
Yeah, it's a good point. So with those questions, there were several questions there. But the bottom line is they're really not giving up anything officially. Let's be clear on that. There's very little. We've heard a few statements from law enforcement and at least one statement I've read from the ME's office, which particularly talked about how she was dressed and you know, the identification of the things like that. But we have really had very little information. The information we're getting is source information that has been distributed to various outlets and various individuals. That is really what we're working with right now.
Is that being done on purpose, or is that somebody like, okay, I'll give you a secret?
No, what that is, and you know, in the Bureau, we did this too. Listen, sources are paid a lot of money. And we had sources from within every aspect of every part of society. And when you go to that source and they have information, you pay for. Some are on the rolls like salaried, but sometimes you just pay individually. And you bet you these media outlets that have been in LA for years have developed sources. And listen, cops don't make much. FBI agents don't make much. And for them to have that source of money is something that they don't mind.
Wow. Kind of, yeah. So is that, why would they, as of this point, because we're hearing that inside the way that we just described of how these leaks are coming out, that he is being looked at as a suspect, but we don't have an official release saying that David is a suspect, at least on the record as of right now, other than from internal sources. Why not come up with a press conference and say this? Or is that not needed at this moment in time?
I don't think it's needed at this moment in time. And I got to tell you, you know, they really need to be balancing having somebody capable, or maybe two people capable, of dismembering and beheading a body that's out in the public right now, not arrested. So they should be putting, it's not like the Suzanne Morphew case where that was very specifically a murder of his wife, if he again did it, because, you know, she was having an affair and, you know, very targeted.
Yeah.
This really is something. And it makes you wonder if we believe what the PI said, that they had other plans too, that were horrific, jaw dropping, you know, would take your breath away, or however he wrote it. He wrote it very dynamically.
Yeah.
You wonder who else is on their next, who else is on their list? Are there any other minors in his circle? I mean, is there, asking these questions, but I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, is it this or is it that? I mean, and it's scary to think about it the way you're thinking about it, but it's very much a real possibility. You know, we see so many cases where you start going, oh my God, like, is this really Odinism? You know, in cases like that, where it's like, wow, people, there are people that are capable of thinking these sorts of ways, that are operating in these sorts of ways. And then you start, like, we're all kind of shocked by it. That's a very real possibility. I do think the other very real possibility is this is a bunch of very stupid young people that thought that they were making the right choices at that moment in time, and it's ended up looking like this, you know, cornucopia of insanity. I don't know. I'm leaning, I think, a little more towards your direction, though, Jen.
Than I am. Initially, you and I were on the same page of that. Maybe it was an OD. You know, if this did happen New Year's again, if we can believe the PI who says he bought the leased a new Tesla February 1. And the last photos of her were seen, I believe, in February as well. We're all around the end of January, beginning of February. If all of that is true, look at how long she could have been deceased. And why do you keep a body? She wasn't discovered till September 9th.
I believe it was and all of the movements and all of the actions and all the purchases and every single piece of digital data between her death and up to today, and every day that goes on until someone is actually charged, need to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb, because there will be little tells likely in there from whoever did this. There's going to be actions that were taken after the fact to help conceal this, to help keep people's eyes away from this. There will be things that may not look like anything to the naked eye, but in that context are certainly going to be very telling for whoever is behind this, considering they were able to go almost a year, like three-fourths of a year, without anybody realizing there's a missing dead person in their orbit.
Yeah, and I still ask the question, if this was something that was truly just a crime of passion, something, why keep that evidence around you, in your car? And that's the piece that makes it all seem so very, very dark.
It's either stupidity or ritual? It seems to be like one of the two.
One of the people in our comment section, Mr. Man 67, this sounds like the disjointed thinking of junkies.
It's a good point too. We don't know right now. I mean, if there's a lot of drug use going on here, who knows? Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we know he wrote about that in the lyrics from Romantic Homicide and the lyrics from Celeste. That's all he talks about is being high. And if we could just be high forever, if I could just buy that time to be high, you know, and how great it is. And then if you look at the day after that car was dropped, July 29th, if indeed that's the day it was dropped, according to the PI, if you look at that next day, and I've posted this footage, I mean, he is high as a kite, like his eyes, his, you know, barely make any sense. He's a hot wreck. So I very much believe there was drug use. And we don't know whether it was just, you know, a little weed or weed with something else in it or far beyond.
I don't know what type of weed that is. That's making you think this shit's a good idea. That's some of
it's not the stuff that helps you sleep. Let me tell you that.
It ain't what I'm doing.
Weed with LSD, you know, I don't know. But I've got to tell you the newest information, if we believe it, this is dark and ugly.
Feels like it.
Yeah. No, it is. It gets darker and uglier by the day. We'll keep watching it. Give us your thoughts in the comments section on this case on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're listening to this on the podcast platform, so you can weigh in as well. And do hit subscribe as well. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, as always, thank you so much for being on and giving us your insight into these cases, as always. And for Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.